Legal trails are former public roads which aren't used for traffic anymore, but are still open for walking and other recreational uses. Hikers, bicyclists, snowmobilers, and hunters use more than 500 miles of these trails across Vermont. Many of the trails run across private land, but a 5-year-old case in Tunbridge, which likely will be decided by the Vermont Supreme Court, could end up limiting public access to trails all over the state. Vermont Public's Howard Wise-Tissman has more.
The whole thing started with a small sign that was pounded into the ground along a public trail that's less than a mile long.
The sign that I'd put up was here, temporary sign ahead of a fundraising bike event that was going to happen on Saturday.
Todd Tyson lives in Tunbridge. He's one of the lead organizers of the Pedal Power to the People bike tour. Back in 2019, Tyson wanted to have the riders go across Orchard Road, a legal trail in Tunbridge that he says bicycle riders have been using for decades. So Tyson says he was pretty surprised when the property owner called him up to say he didn't want the bike tour going on the trail that crosses his land.
He called and said that I needed to remove that sign at once and that I had no right to bring our event or bicycles through this legal trail.
Tyson took the sign down and sent the bicyclists over a different route. But he showed up at the next select board meeting seeking clarity on who controlled the town's public trails. The property owner, John Echevarria, who happens to be an attorney specializing in property law, eventually sued the town. Vermont League of Cities and Towns Executive Director Ted Brady says since half the towns in the state have a legal trail, a lot of people are watching the case.
This is not a small decision. This would have an enormous impact on just about every corner of the state.
The lawsuit right now centers on the question of who has the authority to maintain trails. Literally, when a tree falls, who has the right to cut it up and move it, the town or the landowner? Brady says if the Vermont Supreme Court rules against the town's ability to clear trails, then property owners can let brush grow up near trail entrances or not move fallen trees, and eventually open trails will be lost and forgotten.
It's a sad reality in Vermont. There's less land open to hunting. There's less land open to outdoor recreation than we'd like. Then over time, you lose trails.
Echevarria purchased the 325-acre Dodge Farm in 2015. He says he didn't pay a lot of attention to the legal trail that ran across the property at first.
It was, to our knowledge, a walking trail, and that was not a concern to us. So we said, sounds good enough. And then peace reigned for 5 years until the bikers said, we want access, and went to the select board and started this battle.
Echevarria and his wife don't live on the Dodge Farm. They live in nearby Stratford. There's a well-known overlook on Dodge Farm known as White Rock, which has an amazing view of the Green Mountains. Echevarria says White Rock is open to anyone who wants to hike in, and he allows the local snowmobile club to ride through the land during winter. He just doesn't want large groups of cyclists chewing up the trail.
The aggressive effort by bicyclists to open up access to whatever they think they can get access to, that is the root cause of this problem. Now, they've run into a lawyer. It turns out a property law professor who can read the statute.
Echevarria is a professor at Vermont Law School. Before moving to Vermont, he spent most of his career in Washington, D.C., arguing property and environmental law cases, occasionally at the U.S. Supreme Court. He says a court decision in his favor would not lead to trails closing across Vermont.
Our legal argument has been, well, we have the legal right as the owners of the property to determine whether and how to maintain the legal trails. And if we can't come to an agreement about uses, we're not going to maintain the legal trails. And I think that the solution is for communities to sit down with trail owners and saying, what do you want? What do we want? How can we work it out?
But after more than 4 years of debate, Tunbridge resident Dan Rudell says everyone wants to move on.
To my disappointment, it has split the town to some degree. I think it has caused some divisiveness that wasn't present before.
Rudell is trail steward of the Orchard Road Trail. He hates seeing $40,000 of tax money used to pay lawyers, but he does think it's something worth fighting for.
And I moved here, you hardly ever saw posted signs. You see a lot of them these days.
There are a few large trees laying across the trail, which the landowners refuse to move. And as autumn turns to winter, the future of Vermont's legal trail policy remains in doubt. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Tunbridge.